Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hey there, bestie. I'm Lori Ami, your What to Read Next podcast host. Join me as we dive into exciting new reads that'll have you reaching for your TBR pile in no time. From gripping mysteries to spicy romances, we'll explore it all and help you find your next favorite book. So grab a cup of tea, cozy it up, and let's discover some amazing reads together. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. I am so happy to have you back. All right, so we got to talk about saving money on Kindles, and what's a better deal than free books from Kindles to audiobooks? I got the solution for you. There's this event called Stuff Your Kindle. It happens a couple times a year. There's different organizers. So there's actually for cozy mysteries, for witchy books, there's fantasy. There's also Stuff Your Earbuds, which is basically free audiobooks. And it's a one-day event where you get to download Happy Go book shopping and not spend money on it. So this episode is going to be all about the Stuff Your Kindle Day, from tips and tricks to how to find the information. We're going to give you the whole lowdown. So buckle up and let's get ready. First things first, what is Stuff Your Kindle Day? It's a one-day event that happens a couple times a year. There are different organizers that put together this one-day event where they gather hundreds to thousands of authors to put some of their books for free. And this is an opportunity for you to discover new authors, to discover new series. It's a great place to load your Kindle if you know you have a go-to trope or genre or mood reading and you're like, oh my gosh, I need to have more books just in case of an apocalypse. And you're like, I need to have books in this genre. This is a great opportunity. So Stuff Your Kindle Day was actually started in December 26, 2014. So it's going to be 10 years this year. It was started by author Zoe York, and she still, to this day, still hosts Stuff Your Kindle Day. It usually happens after December, after Christmas holidays, because you're like, I'm on a budget. And I got a new Kindle. I got a new iPad. I want to read some books. And that's a perfect day for you to buy some free books. There is also December, but there's also other days that happen, and I'll talk a little bit about the different events later on. But it started with that as an opportunity for her to expand her readership. And so she asked her friends to say, hey, why don't we just put one book in our series or one in standalone that's going to help attract more readers? We'll put them for free. And the idea is that once you read the book, you're likely to go, as romance readers, as cozy mystery readers, we're likely to go down the rabbit hole and read the rest of the series. So we'll pay for the book. So obviously, or we're just both requesting from the library, or we'll have like an opportunity. So the author will be compensated later on. It's just kind of like a loss, an opportunity to like, you have something for free and then it just gathers the opportunity. It's the same way as if you are part of author newsletters and you might see author friends will have author newsletters. We have, hey, my author friend has this book for free. It's an opportunity. You sign up for, you get the book, you sign up for the author newsletter, and then you're likely to be to know about new releases and you're hopefully you'll buy some books. So it's the same idea. It's a marketing strategy, but it works. As a reader, it's a great opportunity to discover new authors, to discover new tropes, to discover new idea like covers and books for you to pick up. So it is a great win-win opportunity. And you just get to read for free. The day it has evolved, and so it's known as Stuff Your Kindle Day, but it has evolved to Stuff Your Earbuds, which is an audiobook option. As we know, audiobooks are expensive. Kindles are expensive now. And as many readers, we can be voracious and we might consume one book, two books, three books a day. And so it is an opportunity to literally stuff your Kindle. And you just go shopping. Is Stuff Your Kindle sponsored by Amazon? No, it is not sponsored by Amazon. It's not sponsored by any stuff. It's authors actually putting their work for free. It's sponsored by the author. So you do not need to have Kindle Unlimited. You do not need to have Amazon Prime. You do not need to have Kobo Plus. A lot of these books may be part of the Kindle Unlimited ecosystem or the Kobo Plus ecosystem, but they're going to be free. You can outright buy them and they'll be saving your Kindle. You do not need to borrow them from Kindle Unlimited. You'll have them in your Kindle for how long you have your Kindle. So this is like a pretty neat opportunity. So you just have to, you will have the book for you. Where do we find the information? How do I know when are these days happening? So I got a couple options. If you join my newsletter, I'll be sending you an update. When is the upcoming Stuff Your Kindle Day, whatever it's going to look like. So sign up for my newsletter. You can go to whatyournextblog.com. And there's actually a giveaway. I'm giving away my spreadsheet of 150 Kindle limited books that you can borrow instantly. These are books that I've read, and I give you tropes. I give you theme. I tell you what the rating looks like. I even tell you my personal rating, which I actually do not disclose this anymore on Goodreads. So the only place where you can find out how I rated this book is on the spreadsheet. I'll be updating spreadsheets, and I'll be updating digital guides and give you more recommendations for Kindle Unlimited, because I know it's so overwhelming. And sometimes you just want to know, what are the hidden gems? What are other authors that, you know, haven't seen other places? And so I got you. So join my newsletter at whatyournextblog.com. All right. So a few of the ones that are coming up, and they have passed, but they'll be coming up probably later on in the summer or in the fall, is the Romance Book Blast. And this happened, they had an event in April. This is hosted by Cora Kent. She's an author, and she had about 450 authors, and her site was really easy to navigate. I'll tell you, it has covers, it has keywords and tropes, and it has a buy button, so you can buy them. There's Romance Bookworms, which is the original Stuff Your Kindle Day. This is one's hosted by Zoe York. The dates for 2024 have not been released, so I'll keep you posted when those dates are posted. It tends to be the biggest Stuff Your Kindle Day, but it doesn't have covers. So you kind of have to hit it. If you're a cover buyer like myself, you might just have to click on the one, look for, and I'll give you tips on how to find these titles, but you may have to follow based on tropes or based on specific things. So that's just an FYI. It's the biggest one. It is very overwhelming, but it's just an opportunity to download. Then there's Stuff Your Earbuds, which is happening next week. So this is exciting. So if you're an audiobook listener, Stuff Your Earbuds is for you. This one is happening May 10th and 11th, and you can download the audiobook. I know it's free. So you have an opportunity to just load up on audiobooks to do this and live like 2020 when we have Audible Escape and we can listen to everything all the time. God, RIP Audible Escape. That was a great service. I know we abused it, but it was such a fun service to have unlimited access to romance audiobooks and like so many good audiobooks. And you know, a lot of these audiobooks were Amazon Audible exclusive, so you couldn't find them in the library. It was just like, oh, so good. Now we have Audible Plus, which is not as good. But we do have, if you do like audiobooks, I would say go to Amazon Whispersync. If you borrow the book from Kindle Unlimited, you get the book for cheaper than a credit. Just an FYI. That's just a random tidbit about audiobooks. But Stop Your Earbuds is May 10th, May 11th. If you're listening to this past airing date, it's going to go check out the website at whatyournextblog.com/stuffyourkindle, and you'll have the dates for these events. Then we have Cozy Mystery Book Blast, which if you're a Cozy Mystery reader like myself, I've become one. Let me tell you, there's so much fun. If you're a fan of small town romance, if you're a fan of like cutesy like romance, cozy mysteries are for you. They're not your grandma's cozy mysteries. They are so freaking good. So Cozy Mystery Book Blast actually has covers. I checked. It does have keywords. It does have a little synopsis, and it tells you like the vibes. And there is actually different cozy mystery stuff. They divide them by contemporary cozies, historical cozies, and paranormal. So if you're a paranormal reader, you might as well try the cozy paranormal. I will do an episode in the summer about like what cozies to start off if you're a romance reader and whatnot, because they're actually like they're merged. They're pretty similar. They're pretty good companion genres. Then for paranormal friends, we have Witchy Bookworms, which is a witchy, like a witchy paranormal, mostly witchy books. And that, I think it's going to happen in the fall, so just be on the lookout. And finally, the Fantasy Book Dragons, which is the fantasy romance, like romance-y. All the fantasy, all the Akachaga release, all the fourth wing, this is for you. There's actually a date for you. Again, come to whatyournextblog.com/stuffyourkindle. That's going to be the website where we're going to have all the dates when they're happening. We're going to keep up that. And if you want to just get a notice a week before, just join the newsletter and you'll get a weekly message with some book recommendations, some reader tips, and of course, a reminder of when is the next Stuff Your Kindle Day. All right. So let's talk about like more things to do. So one of the things to do is tips and tricks of picking the books. Like, how do I go through this? Because it can be overwhelming. There's like hundreds, 400, 1,000 books. And you're like, what am I going to do? So there's a couple of strategies I want to tell you about. But before you do, like, I want you to think about it. Don't go download happy. Try to download what you think you're going to read. Not download for the sake of reading or the sake of having it. It's like you can go on a shopping binge, but if you can just put some restraint and you buy and you actually get the books that you're likely to read or likely to try out, you're less likely to be overwhelmed, not just in the process, but overwhelmed after the process. And then the coming years when you're like, oh my gosh, my TBR is so long. It's like, oh my gosh. But you can make it a more manageable TBR. But if you're just like me, who is a book hoarder, who loves to go shopping, and if I can go shopping for free, I am here for it. This is for you. So the first thing you do is like you can look at categories, understand what's your reader type. So if you like contemporary and you like steamy romance, you're going to look at those categories. If you like sweet, if you like close to romances, you're going to look at the sweet category. And they'll have lists. They'll be based on that. And that's like based on steamy. They'll do spice levels. So a couple of her spice level girlies, I have a couple. So erotica, total spice, little plot. Steamy, spicy, contemporaries, those are going to have some open door scenes. There's going to be some stuff is happening. And then the sweet romance, close door romances, they do not have any type of spice. They might have a kiss. They might have fade to black, close door, you know, nothing. You don't see what's happening. You're not nosy like me. And it's like, ooh, I want to know what you're doing. Your door is going to be shut. If you're looking for a spice level, if you're looking for other levels, if you're a mafia reader, you can look at romantic suspense or you look at dark romances. You might be able to find some of them. Or you can do control find or if there's no search button. And you can write down keywords and it will pop up the books that you're actually looking for. So you can keyword tropes. You can keyword micro tropes. You can keyword like type of heroes, if you're like alpha heroes, cinnamon roll heroes, if you're like golden retriever, you can keyword those, you control find and find those books. You can also scroll through familiar to you authors and that you may have seen mentioned other social media, author social media, book talk and whatnot, book friends. Like you may be like, I haven't read this person, but you know what? I know this name. You may download those books and be like, let me give it a try, or so-and-so recommended me this author to try out. So you could also do, if you're overwhelmed, but you're like, I'm not sure if this is the one that I'm going to buy, read the reviews. Go on Amazon, click on the link that you're going to buy before you buy, read the reviews. I would suggest when you read the reviews, you look at the one-star review because it tells you like all the things that they did not like. And a lot of times one-star reviews can sell you the book than a five-star review. A one-star review can tell you this book has a lot of sex and it says a lot of fuck. And you know what? I'll buy that book. What's somebody's yuck is somebody's yum. So one-star reviews are a great place to look if you're looking for other places. Try some other try to like look for three-star reviews. They might give you a balance between these are the things I like, these are the things I do not like. You might also look content warnings to see like, hey, these are content warnings that I just don't want to have in my books. And that's okay. That's what you need to take care of yourself. So look at the reviews before you click buy. And but the buy button is easy. It's just click on buy and it's free. It's just, you'll get a receipt. You'll get the book sent to your Kindle. And it'll just be like a free book to be added. And finally, connect with content creators. Usually during the Stuff Your Kindle days, you'll find if you go to BookTok, you can write down Stuff Your Kindle on the algorithm. And you'll see content creators creating listicles of telling books that they have read, they recommend for you to download. I'll try to create some of those, but I would encourage you, I'll post some of the other content creators that have done some of the Stuff Your Kindle days for suggestions. But that's a great way to find suggestions of people recommended books. So I hope you enjoy. Another place where you can find other bookish content creators or like actual readers who may have read the book is to awesome Facebook groups. Like, there's plenty of Facebook groups for romance readers, for thriller readers, for cozy mystery readers. There's plenty of them. Within the romance community, there's niche Facebook groups. There's like Why Choose. There's like Dark, Super Dark, Taboo, Cheating, Kindle Limited, and all these different things. If you have a Facebook group that you're part of, this is an opportunity for you to go and ask them, like, hey, anyone's purchasing stuff for your Kindle? And if you are, what books did you download? Be nosy. Ask those questions. That's an opportunity to use your, like, connect with other people and connect with other readers who can give you recommendations. Some of the potential pitfalls to avoid, basically, you can go download Happy and, like, download, like, 1,000 books. And then your Kindle stuffed with a bunch of books and you're like, what am I supposed to do? I think, again, you want to create a limit of how many books you want to download this time around. A lot of the stuff for Kindle days, like, you might find the book is already, like, you may have downloaded it a few months ago. And then you realize, like, Amazon informs you that you already bought this book. I had this so many times. Anytime there's a Kindle sale and I'm like, oh my gosh, I need this book. And then I go back and I was like, I bought it in 2019. Like, make it make sense. Like, I need to remember things that I bought. So this is just like trying to create kind of like a download happy. If it's a series starter, I would check the other books in the series to see if they fit to what you want to read. Because hopefully you'll commit yourself to reading like a 3-book series, a 5-book series of like different things. And if you find the vibes are gone, like, you know, go for it. If the book is Y, you may want to check the other books in the library if you don't want to pay for the rest of the book. Or if the book's in KU, just like, okay, there's a way to save money. But I think, like, look for opportunities to see, is this going to be a worthwhile commitment to take beyond the first book of that you have for free? If possible, purchase the books. One of the things, you want to purchase a book from a reputable bookstores. I now tell you, in this case, I know they might offer you Smashwords, they might offer you different platforms, but if you don't know the platform, don't use it. So possible, Amazon, mostly books are Kindle Limited exclusive, are only going to be in Amazon. So that's just an FYI. But the other reputable resources are Barnes & Nobles, which is the Nuke, Kobo, which I have Kobo Plus, and Apple Books. Those are probably reputable sources. They actually have a really good interface to read. You can read them on an iPad. You can read them on a tablet. You can read them on a Kindle. And for Kindle books, you can read them on a Kindle Paperwhite. So they're easy to have a good interface to read, and it's a good way to consume them. And then there's also, if there might be some book funnel, which is basically like an opportunity where you can download the book. There's an app for book funnel. There's an app for the audio app. If you're listening to audiobooks and book funnel, it's actually a really good app. I've listened to audiobooks there. It's great. It does have like 2-point speed. It does speed it up. And so you will have to give your email address to the author in exchange for the book. And so that means you get to sign up with your newsletter, which you can always unsubscribe at a later date. Just an FYI. Coming up in the next few weeks, you're going to see some more recordings about not just stuff for your Kindle day. We're going to talk about how to use audiobooks we use in Whisper Slang, how to save money from those audio credits, how to buy annual subscription Kindle Limited. We just had an episode about Pingo Books. I did an intro and tell you why you should use Pingo Books to add for your physical library and get some special editions. And I also have library guides in about Hoopla Digital and non-resident library cards. But if you want to hear more about actually non-resident library cards that I've used and review, let me know. It's one of my upcoming projects is to do mini episodes to tell you why this non-resident library card works, as a way to just have someone who actually uses the library can tell you, is it worth it or not worth it? So that's it. That's Stuff Your Kindle Day. I hope you enjoyed the solo show. I hope you have a great day. Happy listening. Thanks for joining me on this episode of the What to Read Next podcast. If you enjoy our bookish conversations and want more recommendations, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Also, head on over to the What to Read Next blog for a list of books mentioned in today's show. Happy reading. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What's Your Next Podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourrenextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.